This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for your
cheese. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Just quickly to finish the conversation we were having during the break. We're watching Wimbledon. And Bulldog said, you know, we almost played tennis that one time. You want to say it?
Yeah, I didn't have the right shoes to go to the tennis and squash club, which is where we were going to go play. And so that got kiboshed. I thought we maybe talked about doing it at Delaware Park another time, which, you know, shoes wouldn't matter. And I don't know what happened to that. But then
you said you like to hit the ball, but you don't think you could move well.
I'm not sure I can safely move laterally anymore.
I have just the perfect idea for you.
Pickleball?
You should play with my wife.
Oh,
she'll hit the ball right to me. The whole time. Every time. Tell her how far you can move, how many feet laterally you can move. You will never have to move outside of that distance. You might have to come, you know, fetch balls once in a while. Rally's end.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to have to go line to line. Don't worry about it.
I can't.
I can arrange this.
I can't get on the tennis court with your wife. No.
Well, you're not going to play with me if you don't want to run, because I'm not good enough. You'll run. And so will I. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Is there any tennis playing in Sal's life?
I did play a little bit in college with a buddy of mine who enjoyed tennis. I don't think I've played since then at all. Played some pickleball, believe it or not. We actually had pickleball in gym class in the late 80s, early 90s.
Whoa. And
I know, isn't that crazy? Had a coach who actually has since passed away, but he founded the Trench Trophy, Carl Curris. And we played pickleball in gym class back then. And it's amazing to me now that it's out there and people think it's this new game. It's actually not. And I tell people, no, I actually literally played this in high school. Kind of crazy to think about. As far as tennis is concerned, I don't think, Mike, I've played tennis probably since college.
I am almost positive I still have a tennis racket in a cover buried underneath like motorcycle parts and golf clubs that are, you know, that have been retired. Like there's a storage space in our basement that has stuff like that on it. I think at the bottom, like maybe we moved in there, the first thing I put in there was, this is tennis racket. I'm going to put it there. And it has never moved.
Still there.
I think it should still be there.
It might need to be restrung.
Yeah, it might be a little not up to code.
I am thinking about the pickleball thing lately. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is like, I enjoyed it when I played in high school. And I think it's a sport that I could get into at an older age now, trying to stay active. I did enjoy racquetball in college, though, too. And I haven't played that in a long time. But, man, that was a workout.
Yeah.
Squash, too.
There are people playing pickleball and tennis. That's how this came up. We're watching Wimbledon in here. And I said to Mike, you know, every time I ride around the park, Delaware Park, there's people playing tennis. There's also,
which is great to see.
Yeah, it is. And there's even I'm pretty sure there's a guy that gives lessons or something. There's one guy that I see all the time that's always meeting different people. So I'm assuming that's some sort of a lesson happening. But the courts that are on the other side, closer to the 198, that are not in as great a shape, there are always people there playing pickleball too. Mornings, most weekday mornings.
I shouldn't say this because I'm admittedly speaking out of school, but in the pickleball related conversations I've had with like tennis people who are maybe biased or just in general, the thing I always hear is that it's bad for injuries, which is maybe counterintuitive because you're not running, like you're not going to turn an ankle playing pickleball, but because of the lack of resistance in the ball, you know, the tennis elbow stuff is even like more exaggerated. So I don't know if I can prove that. I'm not prepared to, but I've heard that numerous times about pickleball. It seems like a sport you'd play to not expect to get hurt.
Right, lower impact.
But
yeah,
like shoulder, elbow, wrist, maybe it's not quite that way.
I want to add here, Bulldog, I mean, you know me. I also just randomly walk around Delaware Park meeting people. I'm not giving lessons. I just like to go around Delaware Park and meeting people.
I thought when he said that, he was probably talking about you. I just couldn't tell from a distance if it was you. I've got a Keon Coleman take. It's not even really a take, but so I was reading an article about him today that was very negative, and I've seen the opposite. You know, all our guests, we usually end up talking to most of them anyway about Keon Coleman at one point. It's always about the receivers in here, as you know, and I wonder if there is a greater range of outcomes, predictions for Coleman this year than even before his rookie season. I mean, every rookie comes with that. Who knows what they're going to be? Is he good enough for the league? Is he great? That happens. Justin Jefferson happens. Jalen Reagor also happens. Huge range of outcomes. It just sounds like this year there are people who think Keon Coleman will take off. Bigger role, experience, Brandon Bean every time reminding you how he's only 21 or so young. And then there are also people like there was no separation. There was not enough on tape to be optimistic. Is that how you hear it or see it?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy for me because I just think he does have a lot of talent, but it's also going to be about opportunity, right? And I think that this kind of goes for the entire offense and everybody and this particular team. The Bills are structured just differently. And, you know, I don't want to sound like Brandon Bean when I say this, but it is true that, like, we get focused on a bit of the numbers game and fantasy football and stats. And not to be critical of that particular way of looking at it, but I think that's why people look at the numbers and say, well, where's his range of outcome? For the Bills, his range of outcome is how can he help us win? Like, what can he be a part of this cog that helps us win? And I think of him and I think of Dalton Kincaid. Like, I think it's very hard to see both him and Dalton Kincaid having these really great bounce back smash seasons. Although Dalton Kincaid still was, I think, number two guy last year in, you know, targets. Let me take a look at the Bills. I think he was number two. He was 75 targets, 44 catches. Keon Coleman was number three, 57 targets, 29 catches. I mean, it's hard to see both those guys having some big jump when you have the other guys that you brought in, the guys you have. And Khalil Shakir, obviously, number one. But, you know, you have to add Curtis Samuel, a healthy Curtis Samuel, and Elijah Moore, and then Joshua Palmer they sign. So I think it's a tough way to kind of – it's a very nuanced point here. I don't think you have to have the super production to say that Keon Coleman had a much better year or really helped this team. It truly is, and this isn't a cop-out. I really believe for the Bills, it just comes down to, can this guy really make the plays when we need him to make the plays and be a big part of what we're trying to do overall?
And I thought the signs were trending quite positively on that last year before he got hurt, and then it just really never was the same. Is that's how
Agreed.
You remember it, right?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I thought he really was playing football like they kind of anticipated him to kind of grow and play football, right? And by the way, that's not just catching the ball. Obviously, that's running routes, but in the blocking game, in the run game. I know that, like, people kind of poo-poo that. I get it. He's a wide receiver, but it's important. That's Gabe Davis never left the field because he was a really good blocker. Now, granted, he wasn't the best receiver. I get it. But, like, it was an important role. Mac Hollins was on the field because it was an important role for what they needed. His production wasn't great. But if you can get a guy who can also help in that in that area, and then you can throw him passes. I mean, that's your kind of your ticket to being on the field for the Buffalo Bills, especially a guy like this who I think does have, you know, the capability to make those big plays. But yes, you take a look at what his numbers were. Take a look at when he started to kind of really come around. There was a middle game stretch. He had 4 catches for 125, 5 catches for 70, 1 catch for 64 a couple of weeks later. That was the broken play against Detroit. But again, a 64-yard play that's mixed in there. That's what I mean. Like, there's going to be opportunities for him to make some plays. And then suddenly, he winds up, you know, getting hurt as well. And then he misses, you know, a bunch of time. He comes back, and it just never popped after that. It was really just a catch here, a catch there.
Yeah, that this point, this fundamental point about like what constitutes success as far as the Bills are concerned and not like, you know, in terms of statistics is really why the discussion is so interesting. Because your point you're making is if he doesn't have numbers, that doesn't mean necessarily that he's a failure. It's the role and the team results. And some of it we won't even pick up on necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And last year serves as some example of a team there, like the numbers are just kind of not great in a lot of cases, but look at the team results. And that's what really is so interesting about it. And the tough part for Coleman on, say, your side of this argument, or Kincaid, is that when it comes to their draft capital, it's about the player. You know, it becomes about, well, you only got this many catches and it ranked X for a wide receiver or a tight end, and that shouldn't have been a first round pick. So if they win a Super Bowl, I think that's what it takes. But if they win a Super Bowl, right, like I've said a million times, it's all good. You can't criticize a single thing. All of it added up to a team championship. But say you have to use last year again, you get to the AFC championship, and it's a two-minute warning, and you're right in the game with Kansas City, and Kincaid drops a pass. What's the number one story of his season? That play. Like, it's one play. So it's not, I think, ever going to be completely fair in either direction. I mean, quarterbacks, Mahomes, what's Mahomes if he doesn't get Reed? I mean, maybe he's not even, who knows? I don't know. I'm not making a prediction there. But the team part of all these equations is what really makes it fun to talk about, although sometimes unfulfilling because you don't always get to the answer.
And obviously, like if you're a general manager, if you're a head coach, you're a person in the organization, you know, let's use a couple of the really great wide receivers in this league, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I mean, let's say if those are, you know, the two top receivers in whatever order you want to say. Like, are you sitting there going, we would rather have that guy and hit it, and then we could say, like, we hit on our first-round pick. He was great. Or, in this case, Keon Coleman was obviously a second-round pick. He was top of the second round. You know, or do you want to have the team success that the Buffalo Bills have and the Kansas City Chiefs have, who, oh, by the way, did not have a wide receiver hit 60 catches last year. Xavier Worthy had 59 catches last year. He topped out at their position at wide receiver. They had a tight end, Travis Kelce, who had the most. Like, they didn't have a wide receiver hit 60 catches, and their next best was 41 for DeAndre Hopkins. Like, I'm quite sure that everybody who works in these organizations would rather have that particular situation than say, yeah, look, let me show you this object over here, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, but didn't come with the wins and the success we had. And that's why it's kind of a tough thing to talk about sometimes, because you're right, Mike. You spent a first-round pick. Why did you spend it? Did you spend it to have the numbers like a Chase or a Jefferson or just under that, you know, that kind of guy are putting up? Or did you spend it to be a big part of your success and what you're doing as a team? And the Bills would say the latter for sure.
I just think yes, but Kansas City is different from Buffalo in that context because they've won. And like the Bills conversation is how to get past Kansas City. And I know Kansas City lost this year, but still, like they've won three. So
They've been in the title game every year.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the player for this, for the Chiefs, I think. Like, they picked a running back, last pick of the first round. Might as well have been Coleman, right? One pick away. Different year, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, was that a bad pick? Sure. Heck, how could you say not? Yeah. But they've won rings.
He got replaced by a seventh rounder.
Yeah, like, of course, you know, you'd rather have the team success. You'd also maybe rather have had Jonathan Taylor in that moment than CEH. Or I might say maybe not, because then you're running more or something. I've gotten there at times. Sal Capaccio,
let me use the Ravens as another example for this, right? I mean, Zay Flowers had 1,000 yards. He had a very nice year. I would never take that away. I mean, he had the same amount of catches as Khalil Shakir. I think Shakir had one more, right? 76, 75, I think, actually. I was looking at him the other day. Right? Shakir was 821. He didn't have the yards. And then the next best wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens was, let me just look this up real quick. I think it was pretty low. If you go to the Ravens, they had tight ends, obviously.
It's Bateman. Bateman
had 45 catches. So, you know, it's funny to me, right? You think about the best teams in the AFC. I think the Eagles are different. The Eagles obviously have Brown, and he's great, and they have a pair of really good wide receivers, and that's kind of the standard, right? Like, okay, yeah, but look at the Eagles. No doubt. I understand that, and they won the Super Bowl, so that's the gold standard. In the AFC, the best teams happen to be teams that really don't have, like, that true number one, big-time number wide receiver.
Unless the Bengals get back there. Yeah, right.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right, because they're not there right now, though, right? But that's the point. And the AFC, that's what those teams are. Even the Texans, I mean, they have some really good guys, but they go and play the Chiefs. But you know, the Texans, they had some injuries. They did a nice job to kind of patchwork what they had. But they have some talented guys. But it's just the numbers wise, the best teams in the AFC don't have that top guy.
That could change. I think Collins is better than any of those other ones.
He's really good.
Like he's not better really than good. Chase, but he's better than Flowers or Shakir easily or. Worthy. Hopkins, you would have stumped me on Hopkins finishing second. I mean, I've already forgotten he was there. DeAndre Hopkins in Kansas City. Now he's in Baltimore, by the way.
Yeah, and I'll respect the Collins point. He did have 1,000 yards last year despite missing five games, right. Which is amazing, right? He's a stud, no doubt about it.
He got hurt on the long touchdown pass against the Bills, and he was out more than a month after that play, which was weird. Who saw that?
I had John Harris on. You guys have talked to John, my sideline buddy over there in Houston, and I had him on Extra Points Show a couple weeks ago. It doesn't sound like Tank Dell's going to play this year at all.
No.
It was just really, really tough for them, you know, and really tough for him, obviously.
Do you like their vibes, Houston? I'm looking for ways to bet against them, but maybe I'm trying too hard.
No, I would. Do I like their vibes? I just don't love how it's been going for them with the changes they've made. Like, what happened to C.J. Stroud, and then they get rid of their offensive coordinator who really kind of had a great, you know, first year with Stroud and then obviously not as great of a second year. I don't know what they're doing on the offensive line. By the way, Bobby Slowick, he went to Miami. He's running their passing game. I think he's the passing game coordinator for the Miami Dolphins now. So, no, I don't like their vibes, to be quite honest with you, to answer your question, Mike.
Bobby Slowick, what did Miami need a passing game coordinator for? Didn't they have a pretty good one? But all right. You know, you want to have that. I guess you want to have that. Training camp, Sal, 3 weeks from today, did I see? 23rd?
That would make sense. Today's Wednesday. I'm just looking at the date. Yeah, 3 weeks from today. Today's the 21 days, 23rd. So they'll report on the 22nd, no media. It's not like years ago where we'd be camped out in the media and, you know, with video of guys bringing refrigerators
TVs
and beer into their dorms, right?
Yeah, right.
That's not happening. Right. So, you know, so not suggesting, I don't even know if they have beer in their dorms, but, you know, back in the day, you'd get like, oh, what are you bringing in? Oh, yeah, gotta be ready, gotta get in for a long few weeks. The team will report on the 22nd, and the first practice will be on the 23rd.
Very good. Big plans for the 4th.
You know what? I have a graduation party to go to out in Rochester, so I think we're going to do that. And then next week, I'm actually headed up next week, guys, on Monday. I will be playing at Oakdale up in Canada where the Canadian Open was held because I will be playing in the Zach Hyman charity golf event.
Right,
Zach is a big Bills fan. Gotten to know Zach and his family over the last few years. Unfortunate for him, obviously, with the wrist injury, obviously, you know. So, you know, and I've really obviously wanted the Oilers to win the last couple of years. I'd love to because if the Oilers win, then the cup is coming to that thing, right? I mean, that's really what's going to happen. And obviously that's not the case now, but it's a really great event. I got to play with Carlo Colaiacovo last year, and I think this year I'm playing with Jay McKee, actually.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
please give him our best. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I will, no doubt about it. And then I'm leaving for Italy on Wednesday.
That's what I was going to ask you. When is that happening? All right.
Leaving for Italy on Wednesday, gone for that week and then the following week, and then I'll be back here a couple of days before training camp begins and then right off to camp.
Very good. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too. Happy 4th.
All right. Same to you. That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Bobby Slowick, by the way, is the new Miami Dolphins senior passing game coordinator.
Oh, all right.
He doesn't have full claim to the passing game. He's the senior passing game coordinator. And his brother, Ryan, is the Dolphins' defensive passing game specialist.
Boy.
What's that?
Lunches must be fun in that house.
Defensive passing game specialist. Will it ever end?
No.
Will we live long enough to have NFL teams house 100 coaches? And it's, I mean, just every corporate title you can think of is just sort of smacked onto these guys' labels.
Yes. Yes.
Why not? You're not trying if you don't have that.
Yeah. I think we will. Yeah. I mean, assistants to the assistants to the, yeah, I mean, sure. We'll get there.
Senior passing game coordinator, defensive passing game specialist. This is PFF Bobby we're talking about here. Bobby Slowick, late of the Texans. All right, time for a break. We'll have an update and then talk some more. 803-0550. Let's spend a few more minutes on Bowen Byram and what Kevin Adams had to say earlier today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.